Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday morning. Thank you to everyone who tuned in to Tradies News in a Nutshell this morning. Boy, I turn up to work this morning thinking, you know, looking forward to another day working alongside Brandy and Brooksy and the team. And, you know, we'll just get into talk, sport, friendly fashion. And then, wow, fight across the bow. Gary of Newtown this morning has a crack at Brandy. Brandy's smoking as I look at him right now. Can't believe it. Brandy, how you going? You're on 1170 SEN. You know, you just turn up to work. You're just a bloke doing your job. You got a bloke taking a crack at you about 5:15 in the morning.
Yeah. You know what? I've missed it. Vossie, I'll need to hear it again.
Okay.
But Western Sydney Eagle has been on the text very quickly. Yep. Says way too early for Gary from Newtown. So I'm going to go with the Western Sydney Eagle and say it's way too early.
Brighton for Gary Lawyers. From Newtown. What about Brighton Lawyers? 1-800-848-848 for a bit of legal advice if you have been. You know, slammed. Anyway, we are here, of course, for Brighton's Lawyers each and every weekday morning, and it's great to have you company. Wherever you are, just give us a shout-out. The Great Southern Bank open line, let's get that fired up nice and early this morning, 1-300-01-1170. I tell you what we're going to do this morning. Going to seek out someone who follows Japanese rugby. I'm not saying I got a prize. We'll have to think about that. But can someone give us a rundown of the, you know, the Toyota Verblitz's history, where Joey Manu is headed? Is anyone out there, like, you know, it's got a lot of names in it, and there's some high-profile coaches in that. But does anyone actually follow Japanese rugby from outside Japan? Anyone? Anyone can tell me when the competition's on, how many rounds? You know, who's the defending champions? Is it a top four, five? Yeah. How many teams?
Yeah. When does the season start? Anyone. When does it finish? When's the season start? That's it. When's it finish?
We've got $600,000 up for grabs for the prize. We'll work on a prize. If someone, we'll make it up on the run. If someone comes on and basically gives us a detailed rundown of Japanese rugby, then we'll decide what the prize could be.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
Well, I want to know where you can watch it too, Vossie. Like, surely someone's covering.
Good point. Good point. Where do you watch it? Yeah. Japanese rugby. Brandy, you were the elite sports person. You played rugby league all through your life. Would you do anything for money? Would you go to any code competition for money? And I'm asking you truthfully, and I think everyone tuned in now would like to know, if you reach a point in your career, and this is different because this is a young man, this is a man at the peak of his powers, but at any time of your career, would you play any sport, you know, even if you didn't necessarily like it? Would you do it for money?
Well, you can only say that would you have gone to rugby if you know, if it was on offer back in the 80s and 90s. It's hard to know what you'd do placed in that position hypothetically, because it was never a thought. Like,
what if they paid you twice what you were getting? Come over and play some rugby.
Well, I guess the only thing I could compare it to was I spoke to Wigan after the 1990 season. Yeah. Wigan wanted me to come over and play, and the money was very good. And I just thought, you know what? We've just lost a grand final. I want to win a grand final next year. The money was great. I'm not going to Wigan. I'm not going to play footy in between the 90 and the 91 season. So I can't I can't even make a hypothetical whether I would or I wouldn't. I'd think about it. There's no doubt. If the money was twice, if the money, you'd have to. Money,
hello, that's, Greg. This is, you know, Horacio Mattatore from the Toyota Verblitz. I'm offering you.
And not everyone.
$3 million.
Yes. Yeah, not everyone's in a position to make that choice, are they? Like, there's
no. No, then it's not picking out nuffies, but
it's a select few.
You know, I just find it fascinating. But like, even with English rugby union, I'll occasionally check results, or I'll read a story about it, or a headline. But Japanese rugby just—it's
a mystery to me. Well, it's
a total mystery. So can we find anyone? Maybe it's maybe this is an impossible task. Like, maybe there is no one who follows it.
Well, you know what we need to do. You know what we need to do. We need to get Craig Wing on. We need to speak to Craig Wing, and he played many years over there. He can just give us the rundown. So that's on Brooksy's to-do list.
Yeah.
Craig Wing.
Okay. Good man. Do you reckon they train hard? Do you reckon they train hard, Japanese rugby? What do you think the training might be? Just a guess. Training might be for Japanese rugby as opposed to, let's say, playing for the Melbourne Storm.
No, I can't. I'd just say on no knowledge of it at all, but I'd say that they wouldn't train as hard, Vossi. That's what I'm thinking.
All right.
Because I don't think the Australian rugby players train as hard as the NRL players.
Raider man from
is the shock that they get if there's a, you know, when league players have, and I've heard Matt Rogers speak about this. Matt Rogers, I'm sure the Rat has said that the training just wasn't as hard as what it was when he's moved from league to rugby.
Raider man of Hunter Valley says, Vossi, John Fletch had a great interview with Manu's next coach Ian Foster. That was yesterday. Season is suspiciously finished in May. Ready for a pre-June 30 return.
Huh? Yeah, I heard that. I heard a break and come back. So there's right. So I've heard anecdotally over the years that, you know, what happens in Japanese rugby, not really listening closely to it because it is so foreign to us.
Mm. All right. So, well, that's where Joey Manu... it's a great loss for rugby league. It's a great loss for the Roosters, a great loss for the New Zealand rugby league side. You know, and you saw it again last week, the talents of Joey Manu. Will he be a success there? Well, you know, so you'd like to think his talents would succeed in rugby union. But
It said he'd signed a contract for the 24-25 season. So that means he is only out of league next year. Is that right? I don't know.
He can come back. Well, okay. Well, let's play a little. Let's just, before we get to other subjects, let's play a little audio of Ian Foster on signing Joey Manu.
Steve Hansen's the one who sort of really initiated that part of it. And he's been him and I looked at Joey Manu for a while, but Steve, since he's been in Toyota the last couple of years, I think he's been really keen. And he's been really impressed with Joey's attitude and how he wants to learn, and particularly his athleticism. You look at his age, so he's got plenty of time to actually go back and learn. But it takes a bit of courage to change when you're a star in a sport and to change. But, you know, and sometimes the courage to do it speaks volumes for how that player's going to behave when he actually gets his chance. So, you know, we're banking on the athleticism and on the man himself. And when we look at it, we look at his role at 15 in league, and we kind of think, well, heck, we can play around with that pretty easily, we think.
Well, that's cap. That is absolute cap. What a load of pylon that is. Please, don't use the word courage in that context. I mean, he's gone for money. Like, he's not putting his balls on the line, and, you know, he's putting his house on the line. He's going for money. Don't call it courage. That's not the definition of courage.
Well, he must have gone for something else too. So,
well, he said he wants to bring his family up another country, just give them a bit of a life experience early.
Yeah, so that's
young family, go to another country.
So that's part of it as well. Not just the money, but the money's important. But the courage. Well,
He's not throwing anything away. He's not risking anything because he would walk back into rugby league at premium dollars.
Yeah.
There's a courage involved.
So what Ian Foster just said is it's not news to any of us, really, that Joey Manu is a very talented athlete. That's Ian really didn't tell us much there, but.
Right.
So, Joey Manu, Vossy, they will miss him, the Roosters.
The NRL will miss him. The NRL will miss him. As I said, you know, he's superstar. Superstar quality. On the text, Nathaniel, was Brandy ever tempted by rugby dollars? Was there ever any interest, direct or indirect, for you for rugby union? No one?
No.
Reared their head?
No, there wasn't. No. Was there ever, did anyone change from league to rugby back in the 80s and sort of early 90s?
I'd have to go back and search the memory bank. So you're talking Wendell, players, Matt Rogers.
That all happened later on, didn't it?
Later.
That was later. There was no interest from rugby to, well, for part of my career, and for a big part of my career, well, they were amateur. Like rugby players didn't.
That's
get
right.
Paid.
Well, yeah, true. Good point. They weren't a Rugby Australia contract, so that is true. The deal's finally been done, Brandy. Zach Lomax to Parramatta, 4-year deal.
I thought it was done a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, well, that's right.
I thought it was done after the dinner.
Mm. Well, now that it has been confirmed,
yes.
Parramatta, good signing, absolute surefire, will be a hit. What's your thoughts?
Well, on his recent form, Vossi, yeah, he'll be good for Parramatta. They know what they need. They obviously think they need a centre. So I think he'll be good. I think he's a good player, Zach Lomax. There's no doubt about it. Obviously, he hasn't been, I don't know, whether his head's been in the right place over the last few years. So Dragons fans, I think, it'd hurt Dragons fans to watch him play well this year and then move after the last few seasons that he's had at the Dragons. But I think it'll be a good signing.
Next one. Here's another topic. Give us a call, 1300 01 1170, or hop on the text line early. Kalyn Ponga has made himself available for Origin selection. Remember, he sat out, you know, was unavailable last year. Now, Reece Walsh has emerged, and where does Kalyn Ponga fit? Now, I was watching NRL 360 last night. Dave Riccio was trying to push the barrow of Kalyn Ponga coming off the bench. But, you know, Queensland have gone with the Hunt-Grant bench. I don't think you have a backup hooker, half, and a back on your bench. Do you in Origin? You've been there, done that, Brandy. Would that be imbalance? You need three forwards on your bench rather than, you know, backup, dummy half, and a back, or not?
Well, you know, you can never cover everything, Vossie. You know, if you get a winger or a centre go down, it does throw things out. If you've got a back rower that is comfortable playing in the centres, well, you've got the centre position covered if there's an injury.
Yep.
It would be unusual, but, you know, I heard Billy Slater talk about it too, and he said, well, I'm not locked into what's worked before, or I'm not locked into, and I'm certainly open to having something like that. And he didn't mention names, but you knew what
keep
he was
options
thinking.
Open. But
that's
now
right.
I'm pinning you, Ponga or Walsh, right Jim. Now. Ponga or Walsh?
Ponga.
Ponga, yep. Number one? Yeah?
Yep.
All right.
And I know Reece Walsh was good last year, Vossi, but Kalyn Ponga was great the year before that. Mm. Like, you remember his game 3 in 2020?
Yeah, man of the match. Best performance,
just,
yeah.
And I just don't think there's another player. There's not another fullback that brings the ball back like Kalyn Ponga. And there's a lot more to Kalyn's game. But his kick returns, which are critical when you're talking about Origin and getting field position and not playing off the back foot and getting out of your own end, Kalyn Ponga is the best kick returner in the game. And we've seen evidence of that over the last 2 years, and even this year, and even
right, like, up the last minute last week.
exactly.
Oh, not the kick return, but the break from, that, yeah.
Well, the break,
doing that.
But his returning of the football is so important in Origin.
Well, co-leader of the Dally M's, now Garth the Geezer asked the text, is Viliami Kikau eligible for New South Wales Origin? Doesn't play Tier 1 Nation. Is that co-leader? Has he ever been considered?
Well, he started his career in Queensland.
Ah, he's a with
Cowboy.
The Cowboys, yeah. So does that make him a Queenslander?
Well, I
does
think
Billy know Queensland can pick Viliami Kikau?
Well, I don't think they can, and I think they've tried. Like, I think the question has been asked. There's
well,
no.
It doesn't make any sense if you can't pick him, because what? So every Samoan international can be playing Origin, and a Fijian who barely plays an international.
Andrew. Can't. I think it's got to do when you move to the when you first land right. in the country, you, and, it, okay. and you've got to be under the age of 13.
Right. Okay. Let's go with that then.
So I don't know exactly why that why the kick out. The attempt to get Kikau into the Queensland side, I don't know why it fell over, but I'm assuming that that would be the answer. He just
now, we learn more
failed,
about the...
He failed the requirements met by the standards at the moment.
All right. Okay. Casey Badger, not refereeing this week, and they're saying it's a resting policy. Rest after one game?
No, that's well, cap.
That doesn't... That's cap.
That's cap.
Well, it must be. Yeah, we said a tough week or whatever, but you know, that's your job. You're not getting rested. No, no referee would want to be one game in first grade and then rested. No, no, no one would want. That's not.
She's not tired. No, like, it's not because she's tired or anything.
We've spoken to Casey on this show. We spoke to her back in Manchester. She handles it. I mean, it wouldn't have been a comfortable week necessarily. But it's not like anyone's absolutely.
No.
No, she hasn't been slaughtered in the media or anything like that. I think that's cap.
Well, there's been plenty of referees so far this year that have missed things on the field.
Hmm.
Plenty.
We've got the Australian Swimming Championships getting underway tonight on the Gold Coast. We're inside 100 days from the Olympics now, Brandy. Are you pumped or just not yet? Not on your radar?
Not yet. Yeah. Not yet. No. Not yet. But I know the Swimming Championships are on. Do they start tonight, Andrew?
Tonight.
They,
yeah. Tonight on the coast. Yep.
Well,
yep.
You know, do you love the... Do you, like, when you're talking Olympics, do you love the swimming? I love it. I love the swimming.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
sure.
That's how the Olympics gets underway. Swimming.
Yeah.
I'll be watching the swimming championships from the Gold Coast Aquatic Centre.
I'm looking forward to your report tomorrow morning. Josh Butler's gone nuts in the IPL. An amazing innings overnight, where incredibly he wins off the last ball, but he faced every ball of the last three overs he faced to get his team to victory, which is quite incredible. That is the Rajasthan Royals. 107 not out of 60 balls he faced the last 18 deliveries of the innings and guided them to victory. Never heard of that happening before.
No, wow. Just on what we're speaking about yesterday in the EPL, where it was Chelsea who beat Everton 6-0, Vossi. I had a look at some of the action last night, and the young, I can't remember the goal scorer who scored four, but... there was almost a blue between the Chelsea players as to who was going to take the penalty shots.
It was a blue push
and shove.
Unbelievable.
Like, it was unbelievable.
What are these blokes getting paid?
Like, you know, Cole Palmer, and he's the one that takes the penalty kicks.
Mm. He's 8 from 8 this year, going into yesterday.
Yeah, and there was a grab for the ball, push, shove, like it was a disgrace. A disgrace. And the coach said, if anyone, he came on and he's broken English. I don't know who the coach is, but he said, if that happens again, that's it. They're out of the club.
Mm.
Gone.
Yeah, fair
bad
enough.
Look.
Embarrassing.
Really bad look.
Maurizio Pochettino.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I've just added another syllable. Just thought I'd do that. Now, as we go to a break, this is what's got Brandy so fired up. If you think Brandy's a bit out of sorts this morning, this was Gary of Newtown pre-5:30 this morning.
Greg mentioned something about it wouldn't work. It fits, it works. There's no way in the world it wouldn't work.
It was a bit more savage than that. He just said, Alexander's wrong.
Right.
Alexander's wrong.
Okay.
Gary.
The Raider man from the Hunter Valley says, Brandy, I think Gary's been on the wild mushroom smoothies.
All right. Oh, wow. Don't think I'll leave that one out of there. 21 and a half after 6. This is Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy. And I ask you this question every morning, and I've got a feeling you're going to come back at me hard here. Who do we sing for?
We sing for Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, Vossi. Contact Bryden's Lawyers.